This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship video by St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2021. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Gospel according to John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of human, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And this is the Gospel of the Lord. Seated. Well, happy Christmas, and grace, mercy, and much peace be yours on this Christmas morning. As we heard in the Gospel reading there, just highlighting a couple of different sections, words that we know well, I pray. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And this, to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Let's pray. Light of the world, come amongst us and shine in our lives your wondrous promises in the Christ child. Open our lives, our hearts, our ears, then, Lord, as you speak, to receive him. In his precious name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Power to become the children of God. What does it mean to have power to become a child of God, I wonder? Well, some of the children, or the young people at least, at St Paul's are going to share with us the Christmas story in their words and various different actions. We're going to see that on a video story now, I trust.
This is the Christmas story from the Bible as told by the kids of St Paul's.
So, Mary was just hanging out the washing because that's what it normally says. And then an angel came and the angel said,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. I am the angel Gabriel. I have been sent by God with a message for you. God has been gracious to you. You shall bear his son, and you shall give him the name Jesus. He shall be the King and Lord of all people. He shall be worshipped and saved his people from their sins.
Mary was just like, what? How could I have a baby? I'm just a teenage girl, because that's what she was. And the angel said, his name is Gabriel. You have to call him Jesus. And is there something about Joseph?
Joseph was a carpenter who was engaged to marry Mary. When he found out that she was pregnant, he made plans to quietly break off the engagement.
The angel then again appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Do not be afraid to marry Mary. It is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived this child. She will bear a son who will be the king of all peoples." As Joseph was a devout believer, Joseph did as the angel had directed him and married Mary.
Mary chooses Joseph to go with him, to go with her to, Bethlehem.
Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem because Joseph was from the town of David. They walked on the donkey. The innkeeper said all the hotels were full, but he offered them a stable instead.
While they were there, Mary had her baby.
When Mary gave birth, she made a manger out of hay and a water cradle, which the donkeys and cows ate out of.
They called the baby Jesus, just as the angel had told them. And they loved him.
Meanwhile, in the fields, the shepherds were taking care of the sheep and lamb. Suddenly, an angel appeared and said, "Christ the Son is born." The shepherds were shocked when they saw the angel. Suddenly, a whole host of angels appeared and they said,
"Glory to God in the highest."
The shepherds were like, "What?" And then they ran off to go to Jesus.
When they had found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in the manger, they went home praising God and telling everyone,
"Jesus is born!"
Some wise men from the east had heard about the newborn baby, and they followed a star toward Bethlehem.
They told the king guy, and he was like, and he said, "Sure, you can go." But he was only joking. He's actually real mean. And Herod, that's his name. Herod, he didn't like the idea of a new king.
One carried myrrh, another carried frankincense, and the final one carried gold. These were gifts for the newborn baby, and when they reached the stable, they presented him with the gifts.
They bowed and they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to King Herod.
The angel came to Joseph's dream again and said, "You need to go, King, whatever his name is, that's really the name, is coming after you to kill baby Jesus so that King Herod stays the king forever." And so they left very early.
Jesus was really special. God sent him as a baby to change the whole world.
So that he could save us from our sins at the end. It was all part of God's big plan.
God's big plan was always his roadmap to Bethlehem a long time ago, and to you and your heart today. As we've shared the good news with you, please pass it on and tell it by heart.
So, who would have thought Frankenstein was part of God's roadmap of salvation? Isn't it a joy? Can we thank those people that have just shared the Christmas story with us? Some of whom are with us as we worship today. I find it so refreshing I think it's just wonderful, and I don't know about you, but the faith of young people, especially at Christmas time, telling the story. So encouraging. Especially the young ones, just saying it the way it is, you know? Just saying it from their perspective, speaking by heart, aren't they? Speaking from the heart and speaking with, as we heard there, some excitement and I think some joy in amongst it as well. God has given to those who believe in his name the power to be the children of God. And maybe that's why I find it so encouraging on Christmas Day, the confession of faith just spoken from the heart. Something very special and something that's part of God's big plan, God's roadmap of salvation for you and for me as well. Last night we heard the Christmas story in our lessons and carols services, and thanks again to everyone who served in those. And we picked up there the details of God's journey, God's roadmap of rescue, which brought Jesus and his earthly family on a long journey. Perhaps it was a very arduous journey to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which might have taken, who knows, 5 or 7 days to make the journey. A journey which led to a small town overrun by census tourists, meaning there was no room in the inn. There was no place for Mary to give birth except out the back in a stable. God's plan, God's roadmap of rescue was always for the Son of God to be born among the dirt, among the noise, yes, even amongst the manure of life, amongst the hurt and the pain and the uncertainty that we still live with in COVID times. They're not the only aspects of life, of course. The joy of Christmas, I pray for each of us. But they are real aspects of our human existence, which we all know at least from time to time, I think. And I think these past couple of years have brought that home. God's plan to bring joy and hope and life, not only despite these things, but because of them. Because humans face these things. And because of God's heart for you and me and for all people. God's roadmap, which recognises all of the things of our lives, is God's rescue plan for the whole world, for all people. And I pray that you hear it today for you. The struggle we've known through COVID is a sign of a sentence that we all share and face because of sin, a sentence of death. Nonetheless. But Christmas morning, I don't know for you, but for me it's a time of great joy, I have to say, because of God's roadmap, this story of love. It's always a story of hope, always a roadmap for people, a roadmap of rescue. God knows the struggles that humans face, and he sent his only Son. The Word made flesh, who makes his dwelling amongst us. So God's word on this day, and indeed on every day, for those who receive it and trust in him, is one of life. In Jesus comes this gift of life, the gift of giving his life because of God's heart of love, so that we might be forgiven by God himself, and we might be given the gift of life today and eternally. So whatever it is that you're facing on the journey that you're making this Christmas, perhaps if there are struggles, despite the reality of death in the world, today we can celebrate with childlike faith, because that's the power we have. And Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." The most joyful noise for me in the church is the noise of the choir. I'm digging a hole here for myself, aren't I? But when I hear children in church, I just love it, I have to say. The roadmap, the plan of Almighty God is for all of us. Christ is born for us, and that's the very point of the roadmap. That Christ is born not just a long time ago, and he was, and it's not just in a story that I love sharing, and it's not in some sort of theory that we hear this, but he is born for us, for you, for every single person, because we're all in need of this roadmap of rescue. And because he comes to us, that is worth celebrating, and celebrating from the heart. There is, of course, a beautiful carol, and there's so many beautiful carols, and with thanks to the choir, one of the early ones that we sang in our lessons in carol service was O Little Town of Bethlehem, and I'm sure we know this pretty well. Its final verse beautifully tells of the purpose, the goal, the destination of God's roadmap of rescue. If you can think your minds to O Little Town of Bethlehem, I'm not going to try and sing it, but the final verse starts off like this. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. So where does God's roadmap of rescue lead? To a manger in a place called Bethlehem a long time ago? Yes. To a cross on a hill years later? Yes. To a resurrection to new life in Christ? Absolutely. But the ultimate destination is not a fixed place, but it's to a heart, and it's to hearts. My heart, your hearts, our hearts. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us this day. And because we are recipients of such a gift, because we are saved, we can rejoice this day. And not only this one, but every day from the heart. Joy to the world. That carol finishes then with these words, and we're about to hear again the Christmas angels proclaim for us. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. They come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. How beautiful are the voices and the feet of those who bring good news, who tell it by heart. So sing it loud and sing it strong to all in your lives. Amen. And God's peace guard our hearts and minds in this precious one, Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.